Now it came about after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel beside the palace of Ahab, the king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, give me your vineyard so that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is close beside my house, and I will give you a better vineyard in place of it. If you prefer, I will give you what it is worth in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid me that I would give you the inheritance of my fathers. So Ahab entered his house sullen and furious because of the answer that Naboth the Jezreelite given to him, since he said, I will not give you the inheritance of my father. And he lay down on his bed and turned his face away and ate no food. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, how is it that your spirit is so sullen that you are not eating food? So he said to her, it is because I was speaking to Naboth the Jezreelite and saying to him, give me your vineyard for money, or else if it pleases you, I will give you a vineyard in place of it. But he said,
Ahab's name, and sealed them with a seal, and sent the letters to the elders and to the nobles who were living with Naboth in his city. Now she had written in the letters saying, proclaim a fast and seal. Naboth at the head of the people, and seat two worthless men opposite him, and have them testify against him, saying, you cursed God and the king, and take him out and stone him to death. So the men of his city, the elders and the nobles, lived in his city, did just as Jezebel had sent word to them, just as it was written in the letters which she had sent them. They proclaimed a fast, seated Naboth at the head of the the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king.
death with stones. Then they send word to Jezebel, saying Naboth has been stoned and is dead. When Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead. When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, when Ahab got up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, to take possession of it.
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone down to take possession of it. And you shall speak to him, saying, this is what the Lord says, have you murdered and also taken possession? Him saying, the Lord says this, in the place where the dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, the dogs will lick up your blood, yours as well. Then Ahab said, upon you, and I will utterly sweep you away, and will eliminate from Ahab every male, both bond and free in Israel. And I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house also spoken of Jezebel, saying the dogs will eat Jezebel in the territory of Jezreel. The one belonging to Ahab who dies in the city, the dogs will eat, and the one who dies in the field, the birds of the sky. Very despicably in following idols, conforming to everything that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord drove out from the sons of Israel. Yet it came about when Ahab heard these words that he tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and fasted, and he lay in sackcloth and went about despondently. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, do you see how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before